Penguin Audio presents Polar Shift by Clive Cussler, read by Ron McLarty. Prologue, East Prussia, 1944. The Mercedes-Benz Grosser Tourenwagen weighed more than 4 tons and was armored like a panzer, but the 7-passenger limousine seemed to float like a ghost over the cushion of new-fallen snow, gliding with unlit headlights past slumbering cornfields that sparkled in the blue light of the moon. As the car neared a darkened farmhouse that lay in a gentle hollow, the driver gently touched the brakes. The car slowed to the speed of a walk and approached the low-slung fieldstone structure with the stealth of a cat stalking a mouse. The driver gazed thoughtfully through the frosted windshield with eyes the color of Arctic ice. His passenger was stretched out on the spacious back seat of the 4-door sedan. He felt the car decelerate, and he sat up and blinked the sleep out of his eyes. "What is it?" he asked, speaking German with a Hungarian accent. His voice was fuzzy from sleep. The driver hushed his passenger. "Something's not." The rattle of gunfire shattered the glassy stillness of the night. The driver mashed the brake pedal. The massive vehicle hissed to a skidding stop about 50 yards from the farmhouse. He switched off the engine and snatched the 9mm Luger pistol from the front seat. His fingers tightened on the Luger's grip as a burly figure, dressed in the olive uniform and fur hat of the Red Army, staggered out the front door of the farmhouse. The soldier's vodka-soaked brain failed to warn him that he was in danger. He trudged a few steps in the snow, only to stop as his sharp ears picked up the tick-tick sound of the car's engine cooling down. He slipped his machine gun from his shoulder and brought it to bear on the vague object. His finger tightened on the trigger. 4 headlights blazed on. The powerful inline 8-cylinder engine roared into life, and the car sprang forward, its rear end fishtailing in the snow. The Russian tried to dodge the oncoming vehicle. The corner of the heavy bumper caught his leg, and he was thrown to the side of the road. The car slid to a stop. The door opened, and the driver got out. The tall man walked through the snow to the soldier, his black leather overcoat slapping softly against his thighs. The man had a long face and a lantern jaw. His close-cropped blonde hair was uncovered, even though the temperature was below zero. He squatted next to the stricken man. "Where are the Germans?"
"The swine are running for their lives. Long live Mother Russia."
"Yes," the tall man said. "Long live Mother Russia."
He reached into his overcoat, pulled out the Luger, and placed the muzzle against the soldier's temple.
"Auf Wiedersehen, comrade."
The pistol barked once. The stranger slid the smoking pistol into its holster and returned to the car. As he got behind the wheel, a hoarse cry came from the passenger in the back seat.
"You killed that soldier in cold blood!"
The dark-haired man was in his mid-30s, and he had the handsome, chiseled face of an actor. A thin mustache adorned a sensitive mouth. There was nothing delicate about the way his expressive gray eyes burned with anger.
"I simply helped another Ivan sacrifice himself for the greater glory of Mother Russia," the driver said, speaking in German.
"I understand this is war,"
the passenger said, his voice tight with emotion.
"But even you must admit the Russians are human, like us."
"Yes, Professor Kovacs, we are very much alike. We have committed unspeakable atrocities against their people, and now they are taking their revenge."
"I'm sorry for those people,"
Kovacs said in a subdued tone. "But the fact that the Russians behave like animals doesn't mean that the rest of the world must descend into savagery." The driver heaved a heavy sigh.
"The front is beyond that ridge. You are welcome to discuss the goodness of mankind with your Russian friends. I won't stop you."
The professor drew in on himself like an oyster. The driver glanced in the rearview mirror and chuckled to himself.
"Wise decision."
He lit a cigarette, bending low to shield the light from his match.
"Let me explain the situation. The Red Army has crossed the border and blown through the German front as if it were made of fog. Nearly all the inhabitants of this lovely countryside have fled their homes and fields. Our valiant army has been fighting a rearguard action as it runs for its life. The Russians have a 10-to-1 advantage in men and arms, and they are cutting off all land routes west as they race toward Berlin. Millions of people are on the move to the coast, where the only escape is by sea.
God help us all, the professor said.